Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, I was looking back on the website at hppr.org and looking through the archives of our shows. We've been bringing our little outdoor show to you now for about 4 years, and I'll tell you what, I enjoy it today as much as the day that I started bringing it to you. As you hear me say quite often, what a way to start a Saturday morning listening to Western Swing and other things, all that good music, and then me having the opportunity to share some outdoor tips or knowledge. I've been an outdoor writer now for 28 years and an old outdoorsman for all my life. And through osmosis, if nothing else, I do pick up a few tips and things that I think will help you and your have more fun and be more successful in the outdoors. And really, that's why I do this show. I want to share a little bit of the things that I pick up along the way on to you. Last week, we talked about a very successful turkey hunt that I had up in Palo Pinto County in Texas with a good buddy of mine, Daryl Margraf. You know, I killed a couple of heavy birds, probably, I'm going to guess, some around 22 pounds apiece. They were the same size, not gigantic beards. They probably had about an 8-inch beard. I would guess them to be 3-year-old turkeys. They weren't, they weren't Jakes, but they weren't real, real old birds, just right for eating. And I talked to you last week about making fajitas a little bit with the drumsticks and the thighs. A lot of people do not know how to put that dark meat of a wild turkey to use. And I will tell you, the drumsticks are extremely tough, but they will get tender with prolonged cooking, low temperature. Now, I last week we were all about the fajitas. This week I want to tell you about a recipe, the way that I make turkey soup, that's absolutely awesome. I had rather have turkey soup from the wild turkey than chicken soup or soup from a domestic turkey any day. There's something about the richness and the flavor of the dark meat of the wild turkey that really lends itself well to soups. What I would like to tell you, there's many ways you could slow simmer it forever over a stove. The best way is to, you know, clean the thighs and the drumsticks really well, put them in a crock pot. Put a little salt and pepper in there with them and let them go for overnight, 10, 12 hours on low on your crock pot. It'll take that to get that meat tender. And then when you take them out, remove the bones in the legs. They'll pull right out of there. Debone the meat and then kind of cut it across the grain a little bit. Chunky. You want the finished product in your turkey soup to be chunky. And then basically just reserve the broth, put it in a cooking pot. All the turkey meat in the broth, chop some celery. You'll want to add some celery to it and some diced carrots and an onion cut up pretty fine. And I'll tell you, English peas, either frozen or canned, are an awesome addition to turkey soup. I don't know why they are, but they are. You'll want a can of English peas to put in there. Always, of course, drain the water first, or if they're frozen, just put them in there frozen and let them cook. But with your turkey meat and all those ingredients together, go ahead and cook. You're not going to have to worry about cooking the meat a long time because it's already fall off the bone tender after spending 10 or 12 hours in the crock pot. But in your other pot, cook them for, I'd say, 45 minutes till your vegetables get really, really done. You know, reduce the water down. I like rice in my turkey soup. Add a couple of cups of rice, depending, of course, how much volume of liquid and all that you have, but at least one cup of rice in there. I like to use jasmine rice. It's a little bit more flavorful in soups. And you've got it made. Put it in there and serve that with some maybe some cornbread or hot biscuits. It's very, very tasty. Folks, we are just about out of time for today's show. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.